On it, Jonathan Carl says,
there's no way to replace Joe Biden unless Joe Biden himself decides it is time to step down. The big question is whether or not that could happen. Right now, I see absolutely no indication coming from anybody in Joe Biden's inner circle that that is even under serious consideration.
Tomorrow, the Supreme Court expected a rule on whether former President Trump enjoys complete immunity from criminal prosecution. Hurricane Beryl formed in the Atlantic. It's the furthest east a named storm has ever formed in June, heading to the Southeast Caribbean. And the TSA continues to screen millions of air travelers each day, predicting Wednesday will be the busiest day in its history. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Top-line indicators show the economy is doing well, even if some Americans are feeling pessimistic. Mike Mohn spoke with a public union leader who credits federal policy for better times.
John Havlicek has been teaching in the Cross for a quarter century. Havlicek, also a union leader, says he's seen how the Biden administration's efforts on student loan forgiveness are having a positive impact on his colleagues. One way is through home ownership, which he says is out of reach for many in the field.
That's just not conducive to getting the best and the brightest into our classrooms. So the student loan forgiveness then is a huge deal, because that's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere on something like a house.
He wants policymakers to get even more creative, suggesting a federal match to get states to boost education spending. Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy have helped local universities and hospitals expand. Havlicek says jobs tied to public works projects in his area are strengthening public unions after Wisconsin Republicans have tried to weaken them in recent decades. That includes the repeal of state prevailing wage laws. He says workers now are benefiting from labor standards and training included in policies like the Inflation Reduction Act.
These are high-paying jobs. And when we couple that with the technical college, these folks can get their training and they can raise families. They can, you know, buy their groceries. They go out for dinner.
Havlicek says it's important to have these new career pathways as La Crosse's population becomes more diverse. La Crosse has seen a nearly 70% increase in Latino residents since 2010. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing before a sellout at American Family Field, nearly half of them Cubs fans, as Chicago pulled off a 5-3 victory Saturday. The Cubs jumped out to an early lead with a single, then a two-run homer by Chicago's Michael Busch on just the first two pitches of the game. Brewers starter Tobias Myers.
I think a lot of it's just baseball. They were aggressive today. They know what I've been doing the last couple weeks is attacking with the four seam. So I think they did a pretty good job of coming out and putting some good swings on some fastballs.
The crew battled back to a 3-3 tie until reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk and a home run to Ian Happ in the eighth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You're in the major leagues and you're pitching at that time in the game. Walks are not a possibility. I mean, it's just not part of it. If you look at our pitching staff, a lot of our success, and it's been great this year, of not giving up free bases. The home run's the home run.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Light winds and highs in the lower 70s. Overnight clear skies, low to mid 40s. So quite cool as we wake up Monday morning. Monday afternoon, we'll see some sunshine, a few showers, highs in the lower to middle 70s.
It's 39 at our studios.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm calling it now before the opinion actually drops. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide that in some situations, American presidents are kings. There's no better place to hear the breakdown.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. Delighted to be here with you on this Independence Day weekend. We'll be on the air till high noon, Central Daylight Time. Stick around. As we celebrate, well, us. To speak our mind out. That's America to me. Here's an Oscar winner, Francis Albert Sinatra, for MGM. In 1945. The Academy Award, and you'll see why. A short subject for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Happy birthday, America. Independence Day, know the title of the picture. The Music of the Stars. Got music all the way till high noon today. In the meantime, I'm delighted to be able to be here with you, and we've got a few surprises down the line, and maybe more. Francis Albert Sinatra and his Academy Award short subject.
What is America to me? A name, a map, a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America. I work in, a worker by my side, the little town or city where my people and the handshake, the air of feeling free and the right to speak my mind now, that's America to me. The thing I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears and the dreams. City or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people. That's America to me.
Lewis Allen wrote that. As I mentioned, the Academy Award, 1945. MGM really did it so proud. Here's Tex Ritter.
On June the 5th, 1973, during his broadcast over CFRB Toronto, Mr. Gordon Sinclair, one of Canada's most respected broadcasters, had some thoughts concerning his American neighbors. These are his words. The United States dollar has taken another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did, that's who. They've helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. I was there. I saw it. When distant cities are hit by earthquakes, it's the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pump billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. And now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, warmongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or a woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you find men on the moon, not once, but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They're right here on our streets in Toronto. Most of them, unless they're breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from mom and dad at home to spend here in Canada. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, to hell with the rest of the world? Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France, Germany, and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both are still broke. I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone, and I'm one Canadian who's damn tired of hearing them kicked around. They will come out of this thing with their flag high, and when they do, they're entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these. And another thing, recently the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters, with the year less than half over, has taken it all. And nobody, but nobody, has helped.
Tex Ritter, he helped write that. The Music of the Star.
That this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. find you in the morning sun. And when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Sammy Fay and Irving Kale wrote that together. Great tune for the end of World War II, but the best part is when they all came back again. Of course, they didn't. The music of the stars, Burr Lives.
As I approach the prime of my life, I find I have the time of my life learning to enjoy at my leisure all the simple pleasures, and so I happily concede. This is all I ask, and this is all I need. Beautiful girl, walk a little slower when you walk by me. Lingering sunsets, stay a little longer with the lonely sea. Children everywhere, when you shoot at bad men, shoot at me. Take me to that strange, enchanted land grown-ups seldom understand. Wandering rainbows, leave a bit of color for my heart to own. Stars in the sky, make my wish come true before the night has flown. And let the music play as long as there is a song to sing. And I will stay younger, younger than spring.
Stars in the sky, make my wish come true before the night.
But let the music play as long as there is a song to sing. And I will stay younger than spring.
Burl Ives. What a great actor he is, too. Well, I say he is because he's on the silver screen. And those performances, theoretically, will last forever. A song for Independence Day. The Dinah Shore. Cole Porter wrote this. The Music of the Stars.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire.
That's the message song, and there's a lot more for World War II. People say, why don't you play some modern Independence Day music? Well, if you can think of any, I'll be glad to. On the Music of the Stars, which is on till high noon today.
I am the red clay canyons of the Colorado River. I'm the Old Dominion in the rain. I'm a windswept battlefield at Vicksburg. I'm the last 2 minutes of the game. I'm an Indiana cornfield on a hot summer's day. I'm a popsicle and I'm the popcorn at the park. I'm suburban, I'm a slum, a forgotten fife and drum. I am underground Atlanta, after dark. from a street fight and that crap game up in Harlem. I'm the Rams, and I'm your old Kentucky home. I'm a politician's cheater. I'm a two cheeseburger eater. I'm a couple. I'm a crowd. And I am alone. I am Jack. And I am Bobby. And I am Martin Luther King. And with sorrow I have watched these young men die. From riches and from rags, I have buried them in flags. And I've loved them, for they cared enough to try. I have had my brothers beaten in the jungles of the cities. I have seen them raped and pillaged on the plains. I've made mistakes, but that's the breaks. So did Jesus, for Christ's sake. I'm willing to accept my share of blame. I'm Abe Lincoln. I'm a slave. I'm a coward. And I am brave. I'm a wino. I'm a lid. I'm the Coca-Cola kid. I'm a 2-cent lemonade. I'm the fireman's parade. I am country. I am soul. I'm the blues and rock and roll. And I don't stand for everything my country is about, but I am willing to stand for my country, and I'm damn glad to be an American.
Music of the Stars. That is Judd Strunk. That was recorded a half century ago.
We built and we grew, proudly disdaining the words, "It can't be done." Perhaps we were a bit rough and unpolished, but nobody could deny our vitality, our enthusiasm, and our fierce devotion to what came to be known as the American way of life. Many of us traveled to foreign lands, but we generally came back expressing the sentiments of our next poem, "America for Me" by Henry Van Dyke.
The voice of Vincent Price, unmistakable.
'Tis fine to see the old world and travel up and down among the famous palaces and cities of renown, to admire the crumbly castles and the statues of the kings, but now I think I've had enough of antiquated things. So it's home again and home again, America for me. My heart is turning home again, and there I long to be, in the land of youth and freedom, beyond the ocean bars, where the air is full of sunlight and the flag is full of stars. Oh, London is a man's town, there's power in the air, and Paris is a woman's town with flowers in her hair. And it's sweet to dream in Venice, and it's great to study Rome. But when it comes to living, there is no place like home. I like the German fir woods in green battalions drilled. I like the gardens of Versailles with flashing fountains filled. But oh, to take your hand, my dear, and ramble for a day in the friendly western woodland where nature has her way. I know that Europe's wonderful, yet something seems to lack. The past is too much with her, and the people looking back. But the glory of the present is to make the future free. We love our land for what she is and what she is to be. Oh, it's home again and home again, America for me. I want a ship that's westward bound to plow the rolling sea to the blessed land of room enough beyond the ocean bars, where the air is full of sunlight and the flag is full of stars.
Music of the Stars. Good morning, everybody. WRJN at Radio Park Racine with, well, the annual Racine Fourth Fest, and WRJN's proud to be part of it. It begins with a parade fundraiser. This is at Ives Groves Golf Course. And the big parade downtown, the lakefront fireworks on Independence Day itself. There is a pre-parade. The vehicles get started around 8:30 in the morning. Main lunch getting underway around 9 a.m. And the Rudels along Main Street, Racine. Starts on the north end at Gould Street and heads south through downtown. And then, well, you should stake out your favorite spot on North Beach, maybe along the lakeshore for the big fireworks display at twilight. And fireworks sponsored by the City of Racine and by Festival Foods. Happy Independence Day.
And now to wind up our V-Disc recording session for the men overseas, here's a final waxing by Charlie Barnett and his boys. It's called Keep the Home Fires Burning. And from what I know about the Barnett brand of swing, there's not a chance of those home fires even beginning to flicker.
On a V-Disc, Minnie Pearl, on the Music of the Star.
What is an American, anyway? Well, he yells for the government to balance the budget, then takes his last dime to make him a down payment on his car. He whips the enemy nations, then gives them the shirt off his back. He yells for speed laws and stop fast driving, and then won't buy a car unless it'll make 100 miles an hour. He gets scared to death if we vote $1 billion for education. But he's cool as a cucumber when he finds out we're spending $3 billion a year on tobacco. He gripes about the high price of the things he has to buy. Gripes still more about the low price of things he has to sell. He'll get mad at his wife for not running their home with the efficiency of a hotel, then get mad at the hotel for not operating like a home.
He'll spend half a day looking for vitamin pills to make him live longer, then drive 90 miles an hour on slick pavement to make up for time lost. He'll fall out with his wife over her cooking, then go on a fishing trip and swallow half-fried potatoes, burnt fish, and gritty creek water coffee made in a rusty bucket and think it's good. He'll work hard on the farm so he can move into town, so he can make money, so he can move back on the farm. He's the only fella in the world who'll pay 50 cents to park while he eats a 25-cent sandwich. He likes to cuss his government, but gets fighting mad if somebody else does it. We're the folks that have more food to eat than any other place in the world, and more diets to keep us from eating it. We're the most ambitious people on earth. We run from morning till night to keep our earning power up with our yearning power. We're supposed to be the most Christian nation on earth, but still can't deliver a payroll without an armored guard. But we're pretty nice folks. Calling a citizen of the United States a real American is the best compliment you can pay him.
Betty Pearl. United States Army Band next up with a little old ditty from Abbott and Costello. Not the Andrews sisters. These are young lady soldiers.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tooly, a toot. He blows an eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, you can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. He was so boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. To do the tooliana, tooliana, toot toot, he blows an eight to the bar. He can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar are playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. The boys asleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early light. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. It really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tooty, and a toot toot. He blows it eight to the bar. Can't blow it out unless bass and guitar is with him.
Jazz Ambassadors, the Soldiers Chorus. These ladies, let's see, have got their names. Sergeants First Class Teresa Alzadon, Michaela Shelton, and Staff Sergeant Leslie Ostransky. That was Anthony Posetti on keyboard. Let's see, Staff Sergeant Hamilton Price on bass, Staff Sergeant Wes Anderson on drums, and that trumpet, the solo trumpet, Phil Johnson, Sergeant First Class, the music of the stars.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, brrr, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, brrr, the riveter, Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie.
skirts the riveter. Doo-doo-doo-doo, everyone stops to admire the scene. Rosie at work on the B-19. She's never twittering, nervous or jittery.
I'm Rosie, the riveter.
What if she's smeared full of oil and grease, doing her bit for the old lend lease? She keeps the gang around, they love to hang around Rosie.
That's me, the riveter.
Rosie buys a lot of war bonds. That girl really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her extra cash in national defense. Oh, when they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter gal.
While other girls attend their favorite cocktail bar, sipping dry martinis, munching caviar, there's a girl who's really putting them to shame.
Rosie is her name. Oh, Rosie buys a lot of war bonds. That girl really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her cash into national defense. Old Senator Jones, who was in the know, shouted these words on the radio. Berlin will hear about, Moscow will cheer about Rosie. Rosie. Rosie the Riveter gal.
We couldn't have made them without the Rosies of the Riveters of the world. And I got something on the real Rosie the Riveter. You'll notice there's no background music there. That was the Sportsman's Quartet, and they recorded that during a time of a musician's strike. But it wasn't on strike to sing, and it wasn't on strike to use a harmonica. Those two things were legal with the musicians' union. Here's a CBS special.
In the sprawling aircraft factories on the West Coast, teams of women flush the rivets that hold together the aluminum skin on the wing of a B-24.
Her image embodied the can-do spirit of America during the Second World War, and the women who stepped in to build the tanks, ships, and airplanes that would lead the Allies to victory. Rosie the Riveter was based on the very real Rosalind Walter, who died in Manhattan this week at the age of 95. She was just 19 when she volunteered to take a job on the night shift of a Connecticut assembly line.
It was a graveyard shift. It was 6:30 at night, 5:30 in the morning, with two 10-minute breaks and a half hour for dinner. It was a very tough shift.
She might have toiled in anonymity, but in 1942, Walter was profiled in a local newspaper article, and that inspired songwriters Red Evans and John Jacob Loeb to pen the tune Rosie the Riveter, which became a big radio hit.
She's making history, working for victory, Rosie the Riveter.
The inspiring tune and story put Rosie on recruiting posters, portrayed by different models, but always with the rolled up sleeves and headscarf that became her trademark. After the war, Walter found other ways to make the world a better place, so she devoted her attention and her family's fortune to an emerging form of education, public television, becoming one of the main benefactors of PBS.
She was the biggest funder in the history of PBS. She had the soul of a producer. She was really smart. She had a nose for talent. She understood stories. She had a real passion for quality. And yet she was incredibly humble.
Over the years, Walter's contributions financed countless programs, including Great Performances, American Masters, and the acclaimed documentaries of filmmaker Ken Burns.
Once again, the real Andrews sister, you know?
Don't you be weary. Don't you be dreary. Cause that trumpet's going to sound. Just keep your eyes peeled and keep your lips sealed. Cause when that good news gets around, bo-do-do-do-bo-do-day, there'll be a jubilee. There'll be a jubilee. A jubilee upon that happy day. Mister, your man and my man too. Your man and my man too. Your man and my man too. We'll jubilee. Happiness for you and me. There'll be a jubilee upon that happy day. Brothers and sisters, gather round and hear what I have to say.
Maxine and Laverne Andrews. Francis Albert, Sinatra.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above thy fruited plain.
Francis Albert with Nelson Riddle and the orchestra. It's the music of the stars. We're here till high noon central. And all across the world at civicmedia.us.
to find a pal that's true, that you can tell your troubles to. And when you send a letter home, your mother's voice rings in your ears. And then you cross the tears with kisses. What a strange world this is. And you dot the eyes with tears, and all the sunshine turns to gloom when you're a long, long way from home.
Stand by for CBS News. Look at weather. This is WRJN, Racine from Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits, Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And then you cross the T's with kisses. What a strange world this is. Then you dot the I's with tears. And all the sunshine turns to gloom.
I'll be right back.
When you're a long, long way from home.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.